Welcome to Mindfulness for Sales Professionals. I'm Joy Raines.
And I'm Bill Raines.
And we're here to help you increase sales the mindful way.
Let's get started. Today we're talking about mindful small talk.
This is a really important topic, and I'm so glad you thought of this, Bill, because I don't think I've ever heard this covered in any sales training class.
Thank you. It comes up often at the beginning of your sales call. You want to be pleasant. Small talk serves a purpose to get to know your customer and to break the ice. But at some point, you have to pivot. And if you're not mindful, the whole hour is wasted and you're just chatting about stuff.
That's right. So recently, I made a phone call and the customer service rep I got on the phone wanted to engage in small talk initially. And she said, "How are you?" And that's very common. I'm not a huge fan of saying, "How are you?" as I discussed in episode 7. But I said, "I'm fine." And then she said, "Did you do anything fun this weekend?" Well, I really didn't want to talk about my weekend with her. And I thought, well, gee, what if somebody didn't do anything fun over the weekend? That question might make them feel kind of bad.
Maybe someone worked all weekend and it wasn't fun.
Right. So the point is, be mindful of the small talk you're engaging in. Certainly use it to help build rapport, but see if you can read the customer and know when it's time to let go of the chatter and move on to the business at hand.
I think it's helpful to do a little pre-call planning before you go in so you know what you want to discuss, and it will give you a pivot point. So rather than not knowing what you're planning to discuss, when you get to that small talk, you'll have a reason to pivot.
So I think what you're saying, Bill, is sometimes people just engage in small talk because it fills the space and they're not sure where they're going.
Exactly. So know where you're going. Have a bit of a roadmap ahead of time.
Start off with the small talk, but then move on.
Right. Be prepared, as a good Boy Scout would say.
Yes, and you were a good Boy Scout. Okay. So we would love to hear from you. If you have any topics you want us to cover, please email us at mindfulsalespodcast@gmail.com. Mindful with one L, mindfulsalespodcast@gmail.com.
And if you like our podcast,
please subscribe and tell your friends, and stay tuned for the guided meditation coming up next. And please don't do this meditation while you're driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. This meditation is designed to help you let go of the chatter in the mind and focus on your breath to help clear your mind. So to start, please take a comfortable seat with your head and your neck aligned with your spinal column and without changing the position of your head or your neck. Gently lower your eyelids to a soft gaze or a full close, and just for a moment, notice that you're breathing. You may want to notice your chest rising and falling with each breath. Or you may want to notice the coolness of the air as you inhale and its warmth as you exhale. And any time the mind's chatter interrupts your focus on your breath, gently let go of the chatter and bring your awareness back to your breath. Without judgment, without internal comment, which will just add more chatter to your mind. So we'll move into silence for 60 seconds, and I'll let you know when the time is up. And as much as you can, focus on your breath, and when you become distracted, simply refocus. Here we go. Okay, and know that you can pause any time throughout the day and focus on your breath, even one breath, to help quiet the chatter that can arise in your mind.